So yesterday we were hearing from Minister for State Department of Agriculture, Niall Collins, who was down officiating at a citizenship ceremony, or a number of citizenship ceremonies that took place in Killarney yesterday afternoon. He talked about the wider issue of migration, warned about political parties and political people conflating asylum seeker numbers with the wider legal migration into this country. One of the parties that have been pretty critical and very critical of the government's immigration policies and the European Union's, and critical of the new EU Migration Pact, is Ian Two. Their party leader is Deputy Padraig Tobin. I spoke to him shortly before coming in here and asked him about that point, why he feels that the new EU Migration Pact is a disaster.
Yeah, so first of all, we do believe that Ireland has responsibility in cases where people are actually fleeing war and violence, and to provide some level of sanctuary where we can to them. And we also understand, you know, that there are people coming into this country doing great work in our hospitals and in our nursing homes, and that's to be valued. But we do also believe that we have to reduce the numbers of people coming to Ireland. We have to make the system stricter. And the reason being is because for the last 5 or 6 years, about 70,000 to 80,000 people have been coming to this state. And if you increase the population by that level, roughly the population of Galway City, and you're not building the level of houses, the tens of thousands of houses, you know, the two universities, the two hospitals, that, you know, nearly 100 schools, well, then you're going to put pressure on all those services, you know, going to have increased rents, increased house prices, and you're going to make it more difficult for everybody. And so we do need a stricter system. The problem with the EU Migration Pact is that it outsources decision making to the European Union. It literally takes the decision-making process off the Irish people and gives it to the European Union. It's a handover of sovereignty. And Ireland didn't have to opt into this. We had literally an opt-out, and we were one of the few countries that had. But unfortunately, the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the independents have locked us into now EU control over migration into Ireland. So EU can decide the quota, the numbers of people coming to this state. And they can fine us if we don't accept those people coming into the state, up to €20,000 per person. And actually, the Minister for Justice has already committed €9 million to cover the fines for next year. So we're already, you know, collecting the money to pay for not being able to fulfill the quota next year. And, you know, we have a history of this. We're going to be paying about €20 billion worth in fines for emissions targets not met by 2030. You know, we've been brought to court by the European Union for not, you know, adhering to the turf cutting system that the EU laid out. There's a whole raft of agreements that this country signed up to that we failed to implement, that we're getting fined now by the European Union as a result. The other major aspect here is the EU Migration Pact does not take into consideration the main flow of people into the country, and that is through the north of Ireland. 85% of people are coming from Britain through the north of Ireland into the south of Ireland on an annual basis, and the EU Migration Pact is blind to that. It does nothing for that at all.
With that in mind, Padder, how do you solve that problem? It's a pretty thorny issue. Like, we're 10 years on from Brexit and all that did to upscuttle the arrangements that were in place. And we have a political and an ideological problem, don't we, when it comes to, on both sides of the border, when it comes to dealing with what is a politically sensitive issue.
It is a very difficult issue. So there's absolutely no way, for example, that we can police the border north and south. The border north and south has 270 roads. It has tens of thousands of fields. I believe it's not politically advantageous anyway to do it. It would bring back some of the ghosts of the Troubles to have armed personnel on the border. It would be wrong to do. But there is a solution, and Aim to have come up with the idea of an Irish sea border for the movement of people. We already have an Irish sea border for the movement of goods. It's been accepted by Europe, by London and by Dublin. So when goods are coming, let's say, from Liverpool or Glasgow over to Belfast, they are now checked, because they're now entering the European single market. And we need to do the same for people. Now, obviously, there's a common travel area there currently for Irish and British citizens. And we believe that that should be able to continue as long as people have a passport or a driver's license. If people have a visa for being a tourist in either country, also they can move between the two countries. But if an individual is registering for asylum and they're moving from Britain to Ireland, they should register when they get to the island of Ireland. And that's the only way that we can have accurate information as to who's coming to this country. So, for example, we have no exit checks at the airports or the ports. So when a person is deported, we can't be sure that they have been deported. And I've often asked the minister, why don't we have exit checks just to make sure we know who's coming in and out of the country? And the minister says, we don't have exit checks because there's no point, because people can just move across the border anyways. So the only way to fix the border is on the island of Ireland, as in the movement of goods. So both Ireland and Britain know who's coming in and out of their jurisdictions, and we can then have accurate information as to who's here and how to deal with them.
Is that the sea border you're talking about there, checks when they leave Northern Ireland? But will that, again, you're back to the ideology and the history, will that be accepted by the unionist community in Northern Ireland?
Well, no. Well, first of all, it's interesting that this was put as a poll by the Belfast Telegraph in the north of Ireland. And actually, the poll suggests that a majority of people in the north would actually support an Irish sea border for the movement of people. And don't forget, actually, the issue of migration is probably a bigger issue in loyalist and unionist areas than it is in nationalist areas. But also, you know, the unionists did kick up about the Irish sea border for the movement of goods, but they are a small minority of people on the island of Ireland, and they had to accept the border for the movement of goods. Indeed, you know, they kicked up a fuss, but in the end, they're accepting it. They're part of an assembly that's implementing it at the moment. So we have a choice in this country. Do we take democratic decisions, you know, or do we allow for a small minority of individuals to kick up a fuss and prevent progress? And, you know, I prefer the former is the proper democratic solution to this.
Sure.
The only way that we can manage the people coming to Ireland is an Irish sea border. So I put in a parliamentary question, for example, to the Minister for Justice, and I asked him, how many checks were put along the border north and south over the last 3 years? And, like, you know, there was 30 days of checks last year on the border north-south. That means, you know, for 335 days, there were no checks on the border north-south. So even the government's pretense of providing checks north-south is pure window dressing. It, you know, so they admit, I think, you know, in their lack of action, that it's an impossibility. You know, they do it because it takes a box to be able to say, oh, we're checking the border, etc. So, you know, if we can put up our hands, we can shout surrender, there's nothing we can do. You know, we just have to accept this situation. Or we can actually sit down with our counterparts in London and come to a reasonable
thing, reasonable and proper out. Okay, let me ask you another issue. Niall Collins yesterday, Minister Niall Collins, accused politicians and said, look, there are people who use immigration as a wedge issue to get voters and to tie into disaffected communities, or people who feel that they're being disenfranchised or that they're blaming migrants for everything. Two questions for you on that. Number one, is that what's happening by concentrating on migration? We've seen what happened in the UK. Brexit, a large part of that vote was bought by concerns over migration, or maybe whipping up fear of migration. They've had they're on their way to their seventh prime minister in 10 years now, and they've had political chaos ever since. Do we run the risk of that sort of a danger if we continue going down this road, concentrating on this issue? And separate to that, talking about services and housing, and we need to stop our, does that not leave the government off the hook? Previous governments and this government, in terms of the failure to plan, that it's all been about, there's too many people coming in, when really the problem is that there was no proper planning done and the problems haven't been fixed in terms of housing and infrastructure that's needed for what you want, really, is a prosperous country.
So there's two really good questions there. First of all, 5 years ago, Aintu said, you know, that we need a respectful and decent discussion about the issue of migration in this country. We said if we don't discuss migration in a respectful way, if we ignore people's concerns or people's feelings or people's policies, it's not that the issue will go away. It'll just get pushed underground and it will be then harvested by the ne'er-do-wells who will use it for really dark and negative purposes. And that's pretty much what we've seen, because anybody who has had, you know, articulated reasonable concerns in relation to government policy on this you know, oftentimes the government would actually make the charge that there are threats to cohesion by just even discussing these issues. And that's wrong. So in a democracy, if you do not listen to the people's concerns, those concerns don't go away. Somebody else will take those concerns and use them. And I think that's what we've seen actually in the last while. The lack of government ability to discuss this issue has actually created this into a wedge issue in the last number of years. In a democracy, always listen to the people. If you don't listen to the people, if you ignore or snub the people, it will go wrong, politically speaking. The second issue is the lack of provision of houses is the government's fault. The government are the fault for the lack of supply of housing. But anybody who just sat the Leaving Cert Economics exam just last week will tell you that for any commodity, the price is controlled by both demand and supply. So, you know, in terms of the supply of houses, yes, the government have been a disaster in building homes. But if we're also raising demand for housing when supply is stuck, well, then that's going to have an effect over increasing prices, increasing rents, and making it harder to access homes. It's physics. It's pure maths. It's just, and what we've asked in AIM2 is that we have an equilibrium. So what we mean by that is that we have a point where supply is increased, but at this moment in time, the demand is decreased. Because if you have that situation, house prices will become more affordable, rents will become more affordable, and we won't have that shocking situation where many young Irish people are being forced to emigrate because they can't afford a future here in this country.
Promises were made in the UK. Promises to fix all, close the border, stop it, limit the numbers. Hasn't really worked out, has it?
Well, first of all, every single country in Europe is realizing that you need to have a stricter immigration system. It is absolutely possible to have a humanitarian immigration system and also be able to provide a stricter system. Denmark, for the last number of years, has significantly reduced the number of people coming into the country. They're still abiding by international human rights law in making sure that those who are fleeing war and violence have protection. And they've managed to decrease the demands on the delivery of public services in their country. It's absolutely possible. And to be honest, even though I disagree with the EU Migration Pact, that's coming from exactly the same place. The EU Migration Pact is designed by Europe to actually put some kind of structure in place to manage the system. And even if you look at Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, those two political parties, you know, were if they were calling anybody who raised the concerns they're raising today, 5 years ago, they were calling them a threat to cohesion. So even Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have shifted significantly on the issue of migration just in the last 4 or 5 years. But the problem is, again, with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is that they're cursed with incompetency. They've changed the direction of travel in their language, but they're simply unable to provide the structures necessary. So still, people are waiting years for their applications to be processed. And, you know, still we have this situation where we don't know sure when deportations are enforced, that many deportations are voluntary. And all we're asking in AIM2 is that we have a stricter system and that the law is implemented. And okay, we say very clearly that the colour of a person's skin is of no more significance than the colour of their eyes, that we should have a pluralist republic where everybody can be who they are to their full extent without fear or favour. And that's really, really important. We have to have a situation where all Irish citizens are treated equally, because if we don't, then we're going to have a real threat to cohesion, where peace and unity is threatened.
Okay. All right, Padraig, listen, we'll leave it there. But thanks very much for giving us your review on the issue this morning.
Gurmaga, Jerry.
And two party leader Padraig Tobin there on his issue on the EU Migration Pact. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.